Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get this thing.
The people at Trainos, they grew up on farms, they trade a lot of grain, they love the industry. They've met many farmers that found their grain marketing plan frustrating and intimidating. Their goal is to use their ingrained expertise to your advantage to help alleviate the stresses of grain marketing so you can stay focused on what you love. That's Trainos. The website, gotredos.com, GOTREDAS.com.
Anything you do, you just... Anybody of great intelligence reach out to somebody else to help them. That's just what people do. Smart people are always going, who's the specialist in this area? What do I do? And it's impossible to do everything. As a defensive coordinator, who can help me? What things can I do? What's my game plan? Who can take this part of it? Hey, can you help me with this part of it? And that's what Trados does. And that's the whole thing. It's teamwork. And like I said, it's Adam Lasso.
What do they specialize in?
Well, it's commodities. It's grain marketing, and when do you sell? You don't have to just do like what the market does. They're going to tell you in advance, like, hey, you want to hold on to that for 6 months. You want to build a trade like this, and you have someone, and here's the deal. Just sit down with them and listen. They have people all over the state that are in position, and it's the same situation. They're also in the 99th percentile of return. People don't leave them.
Return business.
When they get with them, they're like going, hold it now. Because guess why? They're making them money. That's the part that it does. And what can the farmers be the expert on? Farming. Because that's a lot to do. Right. It's like I said, try to be the expert on recruiting, be the expert on special teams, be the expert as a coach. All the
NIL.
It's too hard. Nope. That's why, who'd we just have in here?
Matt Davis.
Matt Davison. What's he in charge of?
El Presidente of 1890 Nebraska.
Does the assistant coach have to worry about that?
Nope.
Because he can't worry about that. You need a specialist. That's what Trados does. Specialist.
And our specialist is radio. We specialize in great radio.
That's my background.
Bennett. That's what we do.
Young Bennett and Bella.
That's what we do.
Double B's over
there. The double B's.
Thanks. GoTrados.com.
GoTrados.
Mentioned this earlier, but SEC Media Days began yesterday in Dallas, day one of four, and Greg Sankey, the commissioner, was at the podium.
The man.
He made it pretty clear, I thought, that they're happy with 16 teams. Mm. They don't really want to expand.
Here's what he said. 16 is our today. This is what Greg Sankey said.
Sankey.
16 is our today, and 16 is our tomorrow. Okay, what about the next day, though, after tomorrow? I mean,
you
I
hear
don't
some
know.
Audio from Sankey? You want to see how he sounds?
Yeah. Now, he said 16 17 times. No joke.
He did.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Here's Greg Sankey yesterday about that number.
I don't spend an enormous amount of my time thinking about it. I certainly don't spend any time engaged in that recruiting activity because we're focused on our 16, and I want to be respectful of the difficulty that's currently faced with that issue, that set of issues within the ACC and my colleague, Jim Phillips. We're focused on our 16, period. You've seen how we've made decisions over the last decade plus for contiguous states to join. I think that's incredibly wise and provides remarkable strength. The last three questions are part of the reality, which is I've responded now three times where our focus lies. Our focus is on our 16 members. I have a 16. Responsibility to pay attention. And I'm certainly not going to fuel speculation on what happens next.
All right, there's Greg Sankey.
What if 16. North Carolina becomes available? I mean, everybody's talking about because of Florida State and Clemson, but there's a writer at the Tennessean. The columnist at the Tennessean is a really good column, by the way, in the Tennessean by Blake Toppmeyer. Blake Toppmeyer. He says that the move would be North Carolina and Virginia if the ACC would break up. That it would be North Carolina. His idea would be North Carolina and Virginia would go because the SEC already, they're already in Florida and wherever the hell Clemson is.
South Carolina.
So they're already in those states. So they'd want to expand Virginia, North Carolina, which they are strong athletic departments. But that's just his, that's Toppmeyer, not Sipple.
It's not a bad take. I think right now it's a perfect answer because why even address anything when no one's available?
By Sankey.
Yes. There's no one available.
Not right now.
They're in a lawsuit right now, Florida State.
The grant of rights goes to 2036. Jake, what is it right now?
2024.
It's 2024.
So 12 years from now.
Yeah, it's 12 years from right now. So
things are going to be just much different.
Here we are on the ticket. Spears is at the ACC is negotiating.
I mean, that the lawyers are involved. The ACC could break up. You don't know, though. Yeah. And neither does Sankey. So he doesn't need to engage in that sort of speculation in that setting. And he, as try as they might, the media's got to do it because you wonder, right?
Yeah.
Would the SEC expand? I mean, right now they're great. And Sankey said, we're great now with 16, and we will always be great with 16.
They just brought in two of the biggest logos there is. They just brought in Texas and Oklahoma.
Yep.
And that's incredible.
What a flex.
What an incredible flex. You have to admit, though, if they brought in Clemson and Florida State.
What a flex.
That would be
a
flex,
too. Incredible
too.
Flex.
But it's either there or the Big Ten. They're not going anywhere else. It's either there or the Big Ten. Now, would the SEC sit back and watch the Big Ten?
Operated 18.
Yeah, see where it's at. And then just you know, the Big Ten expand into a place they're not. The SEC would not be expanding into a place they're not with Florida State and Clemson.
The only thing that's a plus for them is that, like you said, okay, they're already in that state. Well, that happens. And like I said, there's, you know, Texas and Texas A&M are about 2 hours apart.
Right.
But for being regional, if they put another school in South Carolina and another school in Florida, it makes sense again, though, for travel and everything else that goes with
contiguous.
It. One thing I don't believe that the SEC would ever look for would be like, yes, we also have, we'd also like to have USC and UCLA in the
SEC.
I think they love being regional because where is the SEC at? They're in the South. Oh,
mm-hmm. Right.
That's where they're at.
Oh, and he's big. Yeah.
They are. They're the only regional conference.
This is what he said, Greg Sankey. You can see how we've made decisions over the last decade plus for contiguous, I think that's how you pronounce it, Jake, contiguous states to join. I think that's incredibly wise. This is Sankey talking. It provides remarkable strength. I'm not going to guess about what happens next. Now, that's Toppmeyer's job. And he said, my guess, North Carolina, if available, would highlight the SEC's wish list from the ACC's football playing membership. Virginia might get a sniff too. That's just what the Tennessean columnist said. He said, never mind that those schools are not football blue bloods. Neither are Missouri or South Carolina. That's just what he's saying. North Carolina and Virginia house strong athletic departments in growing southern states.
Seems still a little bit odd. If you have the chance to get Florida State mm-hmm. and Clemson, mm-hmm. and you choose those two instead, that's a weird look to me.
Seems odd. Now, why would you just go to 20, take all four? I don't know.
20 sounds like
too much.
Would you not agree it'd be a hard time thinking that if Florida State and Clemson are available, that the SEC would sure
let them go to the Big Ten?
You think they would look at them really hard?
I think it'd be like, let's
look at this really hard.
Yeah, how would an SEC fan feel about Sankey sitting back and letting Florida State and Clemson go to the Big Ten? I don't know. That'd be a hard sell. We're taking North Carolina and Virginia. Oh, okay. What about Clemson, Florida State? No?
It's very interesting. I obviously what he's saying is we're in such a great place right now.
Oh, they are too.
They're in such a great place.
Oh, they're in a great spot. And so 16 is a nice number too.
It's a great number because when you go to 20 and you play in a league, they say you're going to go forever without even playing a team in your league.
I'm not big on it, Jay.
At least I like this.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
I'm not big on
A&M's been.
I'm not big on 18.
How long has A&M been in the SEC? 15 years?
I think just less than that.
I don't know that number.
I think 12 years, I want to say.
Georgia's never been to Kyle Field. Never played there.
Jiminy Christmas.
They've never
played
there.
At least 12 years they've been there.
They've never played there.
Jiminy Christmas.
I think Georgia's only played at LSU once. Yeah. I mean, so when the conferences get big, you don't get that where it's like all of a sudden it's like, man, you go a long time without even playing the
team. Doesn't really feel like a conference.
It feels a little bit different.
And now when 20's too much. It's too much. If you're going to do 20, then you're changing college football.
Are you thinking
nature.
The Big Ten's done then? Because the Big Ten's got 18 teams.
I'd like to think so, because you're changing the very nature of college football. Yeah. I'm not big on it. 16's a good number, though. 16's a good number. That's what the Big 12
has. I kept saying it. I like 16 teams.
The Big 12 has 16.
Right? Because I don't think they'll ever do anything where like the Big Ten could say, okay, if we added two teams, then we're going to go back to divisions. And all of a sudden there could be... So Nebraska would fall in with the West Coast schools, and so but divisions in my mind will never happen again.
Why
they
is
want
that?
They want the best two teams playing in that championship game.
Okay, yeah,
they want the best two teams because we talked about this. The championship games now are must see TV, all of them, because guess what? They all get a bye. You could be sitting there in the championship game and you could be 8-4, and if you win, you're getting a bye.
That's a lot on the line, right?
A lot
there.
On the line, and there'll be some like going. There'll be a couple. You might just say. Okay, here's the deal. They're both in, but who gets the bye?
Who gets the bye?
And so playing for it, you don't want to do the old like that. You know what? We're going to rest our guys. Oh, no. Oh, no. That bye's big.
Oh,
and so there are a lot of things going on with it. That's for sure.
By the way, the grammar police are with us today. The grammar police say contiguous.
Contiguous. I said contiguous.
Which I think sounds cool.
Contiguous.
Contiguous is how you would say
that. All right,
that
contiguous.
Word.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you
to Corey and Lincoln.
How about Greg Sankey? Who's the man?
Sankey.
He's the man.
I can't imagine when it had to be like Elvis when he came through the building. Oof. It had to be, there's, everyone comes through, it's like Sankey. Nodding. Who is that?
Sankey's cocky too.
He's got to have.
He can be, why can't he be cocky? Can be cocky.
He's got people.
He deserves
He's got people.
It.
He shows up in a motorcade.
You think so?
Oh, I bet so.
Does he get out? Like he doesn't drive?
No.
He's not driving?
He gets to have an Escalade.
Oh boy. Yeah, out of the back seat?
Yeah, out of the back seat.
One foot out first.
Yeah.
Here comes the briefcase.
There's Sankey's here. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today, last night was the home run derby.
That was cool.
Don't tell me who's won the home run.
The world stopped for that.
I told Sip this is a very specific thing that you guys might have a chance in. Today's topic is home run leaders of the 1970s.
Oh, this could be good for us.
I don't know. This could be good, Bill.
I was paying attention.
Yeah. Home run leaders.
I think I can get a couple of these.
Home run leaders of the 1970s.
Give me a Dave Kingman, please.
We'll see if he makes them here. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Start.
I don't feel great about it, but
you can do this.
Right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Home run leaders of the 1970s are topic today. Very
specific. Oddly specific.
Yes.
Hey, listen. We got smoked yesterday by our friend Mossman.
You did.
Yeah, we did.
You did. Let's see how it goes
today. The attorney.
We got Randy.
We gave him a layup.
Randy, how do you feel about home run leaders of the 1970s today?
I don't know. I'm old, so maybe.
Oh, he's old. Got a chance.
Okay, wait a second. Maybe I can remember.
How old are you?
67.
Okay, all you right. should know this.
Should know this if you watch any baseball at all. All right, Bill's a lifeline for Sip for one question.
Here we go.
Randy, first question to you. What first baseman in seasons with the Reds, Orioles, and Astros had 270 home runs in the 1970s, the fifth most of any player that decade?
Say the teams again, please.
He played with the Reds, the Orioles, and the Astros in that decade.
I got it.
Boog Powell.
I love the answer.
Ooh, shoot. That's who I thought. Okay.
Hold it now.
You don't have to take this. You know.
I'm gonna write this down. Can I consult?
No.
No, I can't.
Just either take it or don't, because you don't have to take it.
Okay, say it again.
First baseman in seasons with the Reds, Orioles, and Astros had 270 home runs in the 1970s, the fifth most of any player that decade.
I'm not going to guess it. I just tell me it's not Tony Perez.
It was not.
Okay,
good. It was Lee May.
Okay.
Okay.
You know that name?
Yes.
Yes.
100.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
0-0 tie. Sip first question.
Come on.
What outfielder in season with the Giants, Mets, Padres, and Cubs?
Dave Kingman.
Had 252 home runs.
Dave Kingman was a big man.
He struck out a lot. Either hit a home run or struck out.
Oh.
That was the sixth most
big man
in that decade. Dave Kingman. Sixth most in that decade.
He came up, you stopped and watched.
Yeah.
You did. Like this ball's going to go 500 or it's going to go, he's not going to touch it. He'd miss a ball by 2 feet.
All right, to tie it up, this should be a layup, I believe, for you, Randy. What Phillies third baseman had 235 home runs in the 70s, the eighth most of any player? Yes, Mike Schmidt is correct.
Brilliant!
Okay. We're in a horse race here.
1-1 tie. Bill is still in play.
You're in play now.
Thank you. I'm in, right?
Yeah, lock in.
For the win, your last question. What third baseman in seasons with the Indians and the Yankees had 251 homers in the 70s, the seventh most of any player that decade?
I think I have it. Can I consult?
Yeah, we can consult.
Yeah, it's fine. You can consult.
Hang on. I'm going to write it down, too. You write it down.
Home run leaders of the 1970s. Third baseman, seasons with the Yankees and the Indians. This is more than 5 seconds, but I'll go. I'll start the countdown. Five.
Who's that?
Four.
Yeah, that's what I said. I can spell it right.
Okay.
Yeah, Nettles.
Craig Nettles.
Brilliant.
Both huge win. Down.
Huge win.
Look at that. Home run leaders of the 1970s.
What?
What a win.
Randy. Give me the cowbells.
Yeah, that's right. Cowbells.
Cowbells.
All
right. You did good, though. He was a great opponent, Randy.
That was a great answer.
How about that? I know you guys wouldn't like recent home runners. Maybe the 70s, we got a chance here.
That was incredible. Home run leaders of the 70s.
I told Sip he's going to love the how specific this one was.
Craig Nettles was one of my favorite players.
Really good player.
Yeah, as a kid, as a boy, Craig Nettles was one of my favorite players.
Tiebreaker, Bill. How many players hit 200-plus home runs in the entire 70s decade?
Really hard.
200-plus in the 70s. Only in the 70s.
Only in the 70s.
Hard. 16.
That's a good guess.
Brilliant! Brilliant!
70s was it.
We were locked in.
On top of our game.
You see his face? That was incredible.
He couldn't get to the bell fast enough.
I was like, where's his hat? He's the bell. John Mayberry, just short with 198. Yeah. He didn't get to
Mayberry.
200.
Mayberry, yeah.
So, Royal.
Well done.
Royal,
yeah, Royals, that's right. Yeah. Royal's great. Well done.
Yeah,
well
that was done. A good one. It's oddly specific.
16.
You know what you deserve for that, Bill? Some what? Score one smoking. Rubs.
Are you kidding
sauces.
Me? Some yeah. rubs?
You too. You deserve that.
With is there a chance that Chris would send those out to us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh. Score1smoking.com. He'll send it to you if you're anywhere in the Nebraska or
in the world.
Or countrywide or the world. The website.
Score1smoking.
He also has 99% retention rate. If you order once, you order twice.
We're on the right horses.
We are. That's the key to everything. It's like I'll say, yeah, I got one of those. Did you get another one? No. Why? Wasn't that good. Product wasn't that good. Nope. Service wasn't that good. That's not score one.
Nope.
Is it score two?
Nope.
What is it?
Score one. Smoking. Facebook and Instagram also at score one smoking, but score1smoking.com.
Chris, text me please right away. I need to know your next contest. I know you were in Council Bluffs last time. I need to know your next.
Council Bluffs, he got out of there.
Yeah.
Made it out. Spillover's next on early break in the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.